97.9 FM, WCHL, it's Ron Stutz, along with Freddie Kiger.
And good morning.
For trivia.
How are you, buddy?
Yeah. How you doing?
It's all good. I hope everybody is good out there in Pittsboro, Hillsboro, Carrboro.
Stem.
Saxapah Hall, Swepsonville.
Mm-hmm. You got it. Pittsboro. All those things. You said Pittsboro, didn't you?
Chapel Hill.
Right.
Do you remember Dr. Paul Bearer?
Yes, I do.
For WGHP television when I was a kid?
Well,
Friday night?
Now, wait a minute. Dr. Paul Bearer, is that the guy who is
he would do like the Fright Night, you know, for like...
Oh,
you know,
okay. I was thinking about the wrestling guy.
Oh, no.
The Undertaker's manager.
No, there was a Dr. Paul Bearer.
Yeah.
Who was, you know, with WGHP and High Point.
Channel 8.
Yeah. Goolsboro.
Yeah.
Wind's Tomb,
exactly.
Salem.
You know, old buddy.
Scapel Hill.
Old buddy Tom Britt does the weather on Channel 8 now.
Yeah?
Yeah, he does.
I know that.
Yeah, he's the weather guy.
The meteorologist.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where I got on that.
I don't think Tom's a meteorologist, but he's the weather guy.
The weather guy.
The weather anchor.
Nobody does that anymore. Yeah, I mean, like, nobody does, like, you know, old Bill, old Rebel and Pecos Pete, or, you know, the little local shows.
Remember Joey the Clown?
Yeah. Yeah.
Got another story on that, but that
I'll say
that one for another day.
I don't think we can repeat that one. I mean.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not. But today, you ready? We're going to do the World Golf Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay.
That's our category, so to speak.
All right, I'll try to get this one. I might not because I'm not really a golfer.
Okay. Here we go, folks. Back on this very day, 1974, the World Golf Hall of Fame opened in Pinehurst, and 13 golfers were inducted as charter members.
Okay.
All were Americans, save two.
Mm-hmm.
One was an adopted Englishman, and the other, South African.
Okay.
Name either.
Either one of the two?
Yes.
All right.
13 golfers included on this day as charter members when the World Golf Hall of Fame opened in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Two were not Americans. One was an adopted Englishman, so to speak, and the other South African. Name either of those non-Americans who were charter members.
Well, I got the South African. I'm not so sure about the other one. But call right now, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer.
It's $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
Yeah, good to go.
And you can
swap
a
trivial
prize with
one of our
previous
winners.
Bingo.
Call right now.
Bazinga.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Freddie Kiger wanting to know who those two non-Americans were
who were
inducted into the inaugural World Golf Hall of Fame.
Back on September 11th, 1974.
Well, one was the South African by the name of Gary Player,
of course.
Yeah. I'm not sure about the other one.
Harry Vardon.
Harry Vardon?
Yep. Who was born in Jersey, Channel Islands, not New Jersey, Channel Islands.
Right.
And the 11 Americans.
Is that close to the Azores?
Oh, God. Cannot believe you brought that up.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That's an old reference, folks.
Yeah.
Not important.
Ah.
Yeah, that's great, man.
Yeah, the 11 Americans were Walter Hagen, Ben Hogan, Bobby Jones, Byron Nelson, Jack Nicklaus, Francis Ouimet, Arnold Palmer, Gene Sarazen, and Sam Snead. And, oh, by the way,
yes,
the Hall of Fame moved to St. Augustine, Florida in May of 1998.
Uh-huh. Okay, well,
it moved out of Pinehurst.
I never saw it in Pinehurst, and
the Azores was not on its list.
That's good. Boy, what a water hazard that would be.
Yes, it would.
I'm sorry, man.
It's all right.
I can't help it.
It's okay.
It's a private joke, everybody. All right.
Yep, it's all right. Ron, just let go with a zinger. It's okay. The beauty of these things between good friends is that you just never know. Expect the unexpected. He'll be mid-sentence one day.
And it never ends.
And I'll...
Okay, buddy. See you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
I hope. Boy, I can't.
All right. September 12th.
97.9 FM, WCHR.